name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. It's good to see you here with us, here in church or online. Just to say that this afternoon it's messy church from 4 o'clock, should you be so minded or inspired to come and bring youngsters with you. And then, of course, as I mentioned last week, Evensong is tonight at 6 instead of last week, where we were rather full after the great harvest celebrations. So at 6 o'clock tonight for choral Evensong.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal, giver of life and grace,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, forgive us all those past, and lead us out from darkness to all those
children of light.
Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Pour your love into our hearts and draw us to yourself, and so bring us at last to your heavenly city, where we shall see you face to face through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. The saying is sure: if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will reign also with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of God, and trusting in his might alone, receive Christ's healing touch to make you whole. These are the words given by the church, said by the priest at the laying on of hands for healing. I learned them off by heart when I took over the leadership and pastoral care of St. Francis in Barrow-in-Furness,
My predecessor had grown the congregation of a midweek healing Eucharist. It was a service, I suppose, I had questions about. Was not the sacrament enough, I thought. I'd also been scarred by the then Bishop of Carlisle, who seemed slightly obsessed with the healing ministry. He once pinned a colleague down with his healing hands whilst in his Fiat Panda. I don't think my friend ever recovered, really. And yet, as I pondered the gospel before us, memories of my time at St. Francis came to mind. Memories of all those folk who came week by week, and having received the sacrament, then received the laying on of hands and prayer for healing. Over time, of course, I got to know their stories. And just like us gathered here this morning, they were a mixed bag. I think they knew their need of God, and through that time of worship and prayer, took another hesitant step on the journey towards healing and wholeness. And it's this journey I want to explore a bit this morning through the lens of the gospel reading before us, another memorable passage in which those desperate for healing cry out to Jesus, "Have mercy on us." That mercy is revealed as they journey towards the priest, their restoration, a miracle, and yet only one comes back to give thanks to the source of their healing. And whilst it's tempting to think of those who didn't come back, that is, perhaps they were just overwhelmed by what had happened. And after all, they weren't condemned by Jesus for not doing so. And in a way, this reminds us that God is always ready to pour his healing balm upon us. We, just like those folk at St. Francis, just need to know our need of it, to recognise that we cannot fix ourselves, that we need God's healing and reconciling love. But there is more here, which takes me to the Samaritan and what we might learn from his praise and thanksgiving at what had happened to him. For having fallen at the feet of Jesus in awe and wonder, he is lifted up, and Jesus says to him, "Your faith has made you well." Dusting off my commentaries for this passage, one told of how the Greek word we have here translated as "well" could also be translated as "whole." So with that in mind, Jesus' voice, at least for me, has a different resonance when we hear, "Your faith has made you whole." And so perhaps, unlike the other nine who were healed of what ailed them, the Samaritan's healing went deeper, for it was about being made whole. This, it seems to me, is what Jesus promises to us as we turn to him in our lives and receive Christ's healing touch to make us whole. And of course, if you spend time reading the Gospels, you encounter a Jesus whose miracles often healed and made people whole. These healing miracles flowed from his deep compassion, and they drew people to him. And when he met them, it often feels as though he sees through their surface needs, important and limiting though they can be, before him, to the depths of the person who was there. He saw the longing in each one of us to be made whole, the longing to know that we are loved and that we matter. And if he were amongst us now, he would likely see the same longing in us, and how we often live our lives on the surface too, present to the world a picture of how we think we should be, and how we sometimes seek out those things that entice us with their promise of healing and wholeness, the makeovers, the mindfulness, the spas. Even my shower gel, L'Oreal, because I'm worth it, Men Expert Stress Resist, promises that, and I quote, "No matter how stressful my day was, Stress Resist will help you cleanse your skin and help provide a relaxing experience." Of course, there's nothing wrong with any of these, and other shower gels are available, yet there is more. And that more is an invitation to wholeness of life with the Jesus who has drawn us here. For no matter how broken and bruised we are, Jesus invites us to turn to him for healing and wholeness. Invites us to let him take some of those heavy burdens we all carry, the regret, the sorrow, the wounds and the brokenness, the anger and frustration that can sometimes define our lives. One of the great spiritual writers of the last century, Henri Nouwen, a man well acquainted with his own brokenness, wrote this: Our life is full of brokenness, broken relationships, broken promises, broken expectations. How can we live with that brokenness without becoming bitter and resentful, except by returning again and again to God's faithful presence in our lives? That returning again and again to God's faithful presence is not easy sometimes, especially when life is tough, and when, like St. Paul in the excerpt we heard from his letter to his friend Timothy, we are suffering hardship. But Paul knew more the wholeness of life he had been given in Christ, so that no matter how things looked on the surface, he believed that God was faithful, and that if we have died with him, we will also live with him. And so, to return to the example of the Samaritan man who turns to Jesus and draws near to him, his faith makes him whole. And he is healed more profoundly than the removal of the scars of leprosy, miraculous though that is. He is made whole. For us, our journey to wholeness can take time, a lifetime. It's often slow and patient work. Yet, to use some more of St. Paul's words, if we present ourselves day after day, remembering that we have no need to be ashamed, and turn towards the one who shows us love and mercy, we are made whole. I think that was something of what those folk at St. Francis knew, and week by week, prayer by prayer, the wholeness they sought came just that little bit closer. As they brought their lives, their scars, their wounds, their broken relationships, their bad memories, their mistakes and failures, and heard words of wholeness and peace. In the name of God, and trusting in his might alone, receive Christ's healing touch to make you whole. May Christ's healing power touch our broken hearts this morning, and make us whole. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named.
We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Gracious God, have mercy on your people and hear us as we call out to you in prayer. Let us pray. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Church of the Province of Central Africa, for its Archbishop Albert Chama, and all who worship there. Pour upon your Church throughout the world the gift of faith that is hopeful and thankful. Lord, in your mercy, gracious God, we pray for the United Nations, for all international, national, and local leaders. Give to those who direct public policy vision to see beyond those with the highest profile, to include those on the margins, and may wisdom, integrity, and trust be their watchwords. Lord, in your mercy, Gracious God, we pray for our King, Charles III. May his reign be long and glorious. Guide him in the heavy task that has been laid upon him. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you, God, for the gift of music, and we are blessed in our church with the talents of Giles and the choir as they lead and enhance our singing as we offer our praise to you, Lord, in song. We pray for Messy Church to be held later today. We give thanks for all who give their time to make it a way of being church for families. And we pray for all members in our community, and especially at this time, for the residents of Woodland Close. Dear Lord, may we all be aware of each other's needs. Help whenever possible, and in so doing, reflect your love for us. Lord, in your mercy,
amen.
Gracious and caring God, we ask for your blessing on all who are carers for family members, and especially at this time for all child carers. We pray for your strength and steadfast love, Lord, for those who carry a burden of care beyond their years. Lord, in your mercy, as the annual Prisons Week of Prayer starts today, we pray for those in prison. Support with your love prisoners, their families and friends, and heal those who have been wounded by the actions of others, especially the victims of crime. By your strength and mercy, Lord, help us to forgive. Lord, in your mercy, gracious and caring God, we pray for all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit. We pray especially for Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, Lynn Perry, and Roger Guy, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mould. If it be your will, heal those who are sick, strengthen those who are weak, and help them know the love you give to each and every one of us. And we pray at this time for the work of the Brain Tumour and the Brains Trust charities. Through research and the dedicated care of medical and support staff, they help people with a neurological condition rebuild their lives. Lord, in your mercy, gracious God and Lord of life, you turn the darkness of death into a new dawn. In love, we bring before you dear ones recently departed. Lillian Morgan, Jeffrey Leeming, and Jeanette Songhurst. and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time and are known only to you. Comfort those who mourn. Grant to them the assurance that their loved ones rest in peace forever with you in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Gracious God, direct our paths this day and every day, that we may follow your word with faith, hope, and love. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior.
Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Thank you. Pour upon the poverty of our love and the weakness of our praise the transforming fire of your presence. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing. You are the Most Holy One, enthroned in splendour and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory.
Amen, Lord, we believe.
On the night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Amen, Lord, we believe.
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. with favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary, St. Paulinus and Ethelberger, St. Wilfrid of Ripon, St. Edward the Confessor, and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts, for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Oh.
Let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, and make us continually to be given to all good works, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You have opened to us the Scriptures, O Christ, and you have made yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Abide with us, we pray, that blessed by your royal presence, we may walk with you all the days of our life, and at its end behold you in the glory of the eternal Trinity, one God for ever and ever. Amen.
Oh,
God give you grace to become the people he has called you to be, that you may live and work to his praise and glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.